May it cotton your shami, corresponding to may it cotton Bavli, daf yud gimel, we begin your shami on daf tef medalef at the Mishnah. Ein nekim batim avodim o behema vavonim el lefech amayed o lefech amoyche she'en le mayechol. The Mishnah says one may only buy houses, slaves, an animal, and stones if it's needed for the festival or for the seller in order that he have enough food to eat. Ein mefanen may bayis lebayis of mefanahu lechad seiroi mepneshe simcha hiloi. One may not empty out from one house to another, distant house, but one may empty from his house to another house in his courtyard, because it's a joy for him. Ein mevim kelim mebeis ha'uman, im choshesh lahem mepnei mefanen lechatz ha'cheres. One may not bring home utensils from the manufacturer who fixed them for him. If he's concerned they might be stolen, then he may move them to another courtyard. The Gemara says, Niche kulhoin avonim. The Gemara asks the question that the other cases are understandable, but why would a person need stones on a Chol HaMoed? Kado imaya koisloi goye v'soisoi b'neyu. The answer is, for example, if his wall was leaning and was dangerous, and he will demolish it and rebuild it. V'yistor v'l'yivne, perhaps he should just demolish it without rebuilding it. V'chananya b'shem v'yuchanan hitiu soifu b'nei t'chilosoi, she'em oima at loi sh'loi yivne, afu eino soisoi v'nim sabari de sakona. Rechananya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that they permitted its end for its beginning. If you will not allow him to rebuild it, he would refrain from demolishing it, which would be dangerous. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Levi asked Rabbi Shimon Lakish, is it permitted to buy a house from a Gentile in Eretz Yisrael? Amalei Eimaser Bishal B'Shabbos V'Tani B'Shabbos Mutter. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said, you must be asking about buying it on Shabbos, and we learned in a Braisa that it's permitted. What should he do? He shows the Gentile pouches of gold, and the Gentile signs and brings it to the Gentile law court to be processed. As we find that Yericho was conquered on Shabbos, as the Pasuk says in Yoshua, Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, so you shall do for 6 days. And the next Pasuk says, and on the seventh day you shall circle the city. And now the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Chof Pasuk Chof, until it's conquered, means even on Shabbos. Harisha Ein Lama Yerichol Koitze Ma'ame or Vadash Vavad Shalai Yadush V'Parah. If he doesn't have food to eat, he may reap, gather, and thresh, as long as he doesn't thresh with a cow. This applies when the food is being supplied for an individual, but if it's needed for many, one may even use cows to thresh. One may not move from a nice house to a nice house, or not from an ugly house to an ugly house, nor from an ugly house to a nice house, and certainly not from a nice house to an ugly house. And to move into one's own home, this is permitted even from a nice house to an ugly house, as it's joyful for a person to live in his own home. One may not transfer a body or bones from a dignified grave to a dignified grave, nor from an undignified grave to an undignified grave, nor from an undignified grave to a dignified grave, and certainly not from a dignified grave to an undignified grave. But if it's a family plot, then he may transfer from a dignified grave to an undignified grave as a person is pleased to be buried next to his ancestors. The Mishnah taught one may not bring home utensils that he'd given to the manufacturer to fix. If he's concerned that they might be stolen, he may move into another courtyard. Hadar Amma, Pragmatia Avda Shari Metaltalasam Mayada. It shows that if one is concerned about merchandise being stolen, it may be moved on Chol HaMoed. And the next Mishnah says, Machafnes Akasiris, Akash Rabbiuda Ime, Afma Avin. One may lightly cover his drying figs with straw to protect them from rain. Rabbiuda says, one may even thickly cover them. Sellers of fruit, garments, and utensils may sell discreetly for use on the festival. Hasidim, vadashushois, vagusois, oisin, betzina, lasech hamayed. Hantav, wheat grinder, and bean grinder may work discreetly for use in the festival. Rabbi Yossi says that they were stringent upon themselves and they no longer work on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, Kini masnizen ma'avin. The Gemara says that our Mishnah should not teach that Rabbi Yehuda says that one may even thickly cover them, but rather Rabbi Yehuda says that one may thickly cover them. This is because Rabbi Yehuda is more stringent than the first Tanna. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ya'aber davar memurut v'al ya'aber davar meruba. Rabbi Yossi oimer al ya'aber davar kol eker. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is concerned only for a great loss but not for a small loss. Rabbi Yossi is concerned for any loss. Kan amal if milin b'moyed the kashin min ahilos and min nagoyim taman ama rav yom yevashem rav posin machzelas agabi shifruf v'shabbos v'achor v'amahachin. Kahana says that there are laws on Chol HaMoed that are more difficult than tents and the laws of leprosy. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rava saying one may spread a mat over a row of bricks on Shabbos to prevent them from disintegrating in the rain, but here Rabbi Yehuda does not allow covering even in Chol HaMoed. Rabbanan de Kisarin b'shem Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha latelesh min hakarka b'neihen Rabbanan amri koitzeh ma'aveh Rabbi Yehuda oimeh lo yikzor ela ya'aveh. Rabbanan of Kisarin quoted Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha. The difference between them is in the case of cutting straw from the ground. Rabbanan say that he may cut straw and cover it with the drying figs. Rabbi Yehuda says that one may only use cut straw to cover. Kiblu aleihem chalmei teveria v'dushushei akai v'gusei sipoyun treilasis malacha b'chol HaShemayet. The fish hunters of teveria, the porridge makers of the grinders of akai, and the bean grinders of sipoyun all agreed not to work on Chol HaMoed. Niche gusei sipoyun v'dushushei akai. The Gemara asks that the grinders, the porridge grinders and the bean grinders are understandable as they can still use porridge and beans that were ground before the festival. But as for the fish hunters, does it not detract from enjoying the festival? The answer is he uses small nets and not large ones. Despite this agreement, their behavior hardly reduce the joy on festival, as they would still use small nets. Nevertheless, Rabbi Ami would shame them because they were still detracting from rejoicing on the festival. Hanulach perk mi shahavach.